episode 43 over 40 in Vancouver. Recording live to tape, as Dale says, from Revolver Coffee, not Archive. I'm Roland.
I'm Dale.
And what are we going to talk about today, Dale?
Well, we were going to talk about the difference traveling connected and unconnected.
Right.
Pre-gadget, post-gadget.
I remember a lot of angst pre-gadget about maps.
I remember what a different experience it was traveling and just being totally disconnected from people. Like, literally, you would experience something and go, like, wow, this is really cool. I can't wait to tell people about when I get home. And now...
I can't wait to see 10,000 photos about it when I get to the hotel.
I just...
On my smartphone, we have a data plan.
Yeah, I can't wait till I get to Wi-Fi and I can upload this to Twitter.
Somehow I think it might have been better back then, but I'm a reactionary old man.
It was different. I don't know about better or worse, but there's a certain... There's definitely a different feeling. Like, it really came home for me when I went back to Ireland. Like, my first big trip by myself was to Ireland for a month. And it was before any, like, fancy telecommunications or the internet. Actually, it was, like, literally before the internet.
Did you get lost?
No. I mean, I was fine that way because I wasn't driving. I was all busing and stuff. But, well, there was one night in Belfast that was really interesting.
Was this during the Troubles?
There was still Troubles.
That might have been too interesting then.
No, not interesting that way.
Oh,
but
good. Good.
I had forgotten how much things closed on Sunday, and I'd forgotten it was Sunday. Yep. And I got there, and I didn't have a place to stay. So
right.
And I didn't have any resources to kind of look around where I was going. But it was funny. Like, about 3 weeks in, I finally broke down, and I made a long-distance call just to check in with folks back home. And that's what it took. It was a long-distance telephone call.
And you had a telephone card? Or did you use a telephone booth?
I used a credit card.
Sophisticated. They had telephone booths with credit cards.
Yeah, there you go. Ireland of all places.
Yeah. Well, Ireland is no longer the mythical backwater of
it's not
the late 19th century.
EU has changed. But my second trip to Ireland, it was like
what year was that? I had
internet. That was like 2 or 3 years ago.
Okay.
You know, with the internet, and it's like, at the end of the day, I hopped onto my laptop and, you know, checked out the email and everything.
Did you geotag your photos and upload them?
I did not have a good enough camera to do that. I think I tweeted a couple things. But
was it better or worse? Or is it different?
No, it was just different.
I don't think it's any better or worse.
It was just kind of like, it wasn't as much of a holiday away because I was still had those touchstones to home. It wasn't like the kind of holidays where you just go away and you get
a chance to really be 100% immersed.
Yeah.
The first trip, you were more 100% immersed.
I was totally in my own world, yeah.
And if you were to go to Scotland with me, for example, this June, what would be your smartphone strategy? Would you get a data plan? Would you just get a text plan, a voice plan? What would you do?
If my phone worked, I would buy a SIM card over there and get a...
Your phone will work.
A cheap data plan.
I think it will work.
Yeah, no, I mean... like,
if it's an iPhone, it will work. If it's a Nexus phone, it will definitely work.
There is all of the advantage. Well, I mean, and that's it, right? Having the maps and some of the other features, that's not the problem. Like, oh, well, the thing that was the difference for me. Like, the real difference for me was the experience of being truly on my own.
Right.
Or still, like, communicating with some fashion to the people I knew back in Vancouver. And, I mean, there was the cool part of, like, sharing something really fun from Ireland and having my friends see it immediately. Like, that was really cool. On the other hand, there's something to be said for, like, being out there and just, like, being with yourself and having that opportunity to think a little bit differently.
Right, right. True.
What's your experience? You're over 40. You traveled pre-internet. Did you travel on your own or with Barb?
I traveled on my own. I didn't meet Barb until 99. I traveled on my own pre-internet in 1988 in Germany, Switzerland, France, Austria. It was different. Like, I wish... The only thing I regret about that time, and I think it was a better time for traveling for me anyways, because it was just different... And the older you get, the more you feel that, hey, you know, the older stuff is better, which I don't think is actually true. But the only internet thing that I would have wished to have was a blog, a text blog. I really think that writing a diary, whether you share it with the world or not, but preferably share it, at least with your close group of friends, or public, but one of the two, or both. I think reflection on a vacation, that's good. I think constantly being in touch with your everyone back home, not so great. You know, artifact of today's travel.
You're absolutely
not being
right.
Lost.
I wish I had kept a better journal. Like, I don't think it has to be electronic per se, but
yeah,
so much is happening so fast. I mean, the holidays
so much
are
is changing. Scotland's changed so
action.
Much, right? Sorry, Ireland has changed so much, right?
Ireland. Well, yeah, there's that too. But even in terms of like when you try and think back, of like, oh man, yeah, I did that. What day was that? Like, I totally. So much has happened.
That's one of the reasons I take pictures, weeks. Right? And that's why I like to have the geotags and I like to have the date taken be correct
yeah.
in the camera and time.
Yeah.
Because you do not remember where you were. And you don't want to remember every single thing. You don't take a picture of every single thing, but I think you want to sort of like a timestamp. It's kind of like a moment in time that you want to at least – there are moments in times on trips, whether they're abroad or not, that you want to – that you want to record for your sake, not necessarily other people's.
In terms of gadgets, digital cameras are like I would never go back. To never ever
yeah.
go back.
Yeah, yeah. I think most people are sticking with their camera phones. Is that what you mean? Yeah, like we discussed previously.
Well, however,
cameras versus camera
however,
phones.
I'm just
this episode
based on film. Like
yeah,
the amount of pictures I didn't take because it was film and developing and all
and
of
their
that
perception
stuff.
Of expensive. But
yeah.
I mean, you're only traveling to Ireland twice in your life, say, or four times in your life.
Yeah, I wish I'd had that perspective when I was younger. I might have taken more riskier pictures.
Or just taken more pictures. I don't think you should take risks when you're taking pictures, in my opinion. Like, and maybe I just like to live in a bubble.
Well, I mean, from the point of view of, like, if I knew it was a good shot, I would take it. If I wasn't too sure, I would think about it.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, not from a safety
like,
risk.
Like risking a bad picture, I should say. Not going out on a waterfall to...
with your non-waterproof camera.
Let's see if I can go over in a bucket and get a good shot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, that's interesting. Wow, we're already at 7 minutes, 28 seconds. Yeah, but I think there's a point where you can overdo it, as I said previously. There's a point where you can overdo it with your recording of your journaling, text journaling, whether or photo journaling or video journaling. At some point, you have to disconnect. So I think what I would suggest others is don't have the unlimited data plan every single day of your vacation. Maybe mix it up. Maybe half the time don't have a... Don't do any electronics if you got a two-week vacation. Just thinking out loud here.
I think it depends on what you want to get out of your vacation.
Because you can always find the internet. If you feel like, okay, I don't have a SIM card for this week or this part of the vacation on purpose, but you feel that you need to communicate, you can always find an internet cafe or a fellow traveler with internet access. You know? I'm just thinking that might be a good sort of digital detox. Maybe do it for part of your trip.
I think if you're going to experience the place, we all have our own way of experiencing things. So whatever works for you on that.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
If you are looking for a getaway vacation, then I think, yeah, you'd be a little bit more circumspect about how you use your communications and other technology to do it. Like, it really depends on what you're looking for when you go out traveling.
Right. Cool. So where would you like to go next besides Scotland?
Oh man!
And what would you? What would you?
Iceland.
How would you, yeah, and would you bring your electronics? I think I'd bring my full array of electronics.
I would
for
bring
Iceland.
My full array of.
Actually, you're never gonna go back.
My problem now.
I might go back to Ireland or Scotland, but I'm not gonna go back to Iceland. I don't think.
I freak out about how much money all of my electronics cost and traveling with it. And
yeah, but you're not gonna go to Iceland. You're not Richard Erickson. You don't have hit relatives there, so you're not gonna go there a lot.
Yeah,
it's a trip of a lifetime, I think. So you've got to approach it that way. Iceland and places like that. Greenland, Iceland, like if you were to go to Antarctica, places like that.
I still worry about my stuff getting stolen.
Yeah, but, I mean, why do you buy it if you're not going to use it at some
That's,
point?
That is the challenge. Yeah, that is the challenge.
So Joseph Planta, Richard Erickson, Anthony Hughes, what's your strategy for digital detox during vacations or digital recording and journaling? Got 15 seconds, Dale, go.
Until next time.
Ciao, tschüss.
Bye-bye.